We do have a couple prayer requests for this morning. Let's pray for Tina's Uncle Kevin, who is having shoulder surgery this morning. And then pray for Robin Franks, had back surgery about 4 months ago. She is still having major pain due to inflammation. And then let's pray for Marissa and Nora, who was in an auto accident Friday night up by Oklahoma City.
All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer with these requests today. Father God, I pray for Tina's uncle, Kevin. Lord, I pray that you would just be with him and the surgeons and the doctors today and the nurses, all that's involved. He's having a shoulder surgery. And I just pray, Lord, that it all goes well. I pray, Lord, that it falls into place. I pray, Lord, that there is still strength in those muscles to come back to the strength where they need to be. Bless Kevin today with your great healing power. And Father God, I pray for Robin Franks today. They had back surgery about 4 months ago, and there's still pain. She's still having major pain. Lord, our lower back pain, whew. Father God, let me just ask you today. I call on the blood of Jesus that was poured out from his back. The scripture tells us that by his stripes we were healed. He took those stripes upon his back so that we could have divine healing. And that divine healing is because of every drop of blood that was poured out. Even today, Lord, I believe that Satan is still trying to hurt the back of Christ. He's trying to still put the stripes on the body of Christ today. And I pray for Robin. Let her be a testimony, Lord. Let her share the testimony with boldness. Let her share the testimony today, and let her feel the presence of God always in this healing of her back. Father God, I pray for Marissa and Nora today, who were in an auto accident this weekend, this Friday night. Lord, I pray that you would touch them. And Lord, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, whatever needs to be healed, Lord, I pray that you would bring healing back to those bodies. Lord, let there be testimonies that just rise up. And be strong and faithful in your word. God, I pray that you would touch them and bless them. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525, a company that cares.
We hope.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Pastor Kevin Akins. Before you get back to your message, would you like to talk to us, let us know about your
church, what time your services are, and any announcements you'd like to make.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Listen, I pastor First Assembly of God, which is out on South Randall, right before you get to the highway on the west side of the road. We have great people. It's a great place. We just try our best to worship a great God. That's our whole purpose behind it. We have several things that are coming up and a lot of good activities that are going on. We're fully scheduled and a lot of things happening. Our normal services are on Sunday mornings at 10:30. We actually begin at 10:45. We go live on a YouTube channel, but you can find us there. We have a Wednesday night Bible study, adult Bible study, but we also have a Wednesday night student ministries. It's full-blown student, every age group. Doesn't matter how old they are, they can find a place on Wednesday nights there at the same facility at the church. We have some small group study classes that are on Sunday morning. They're at 9:30. They're 1 hour long, 9:30 to 10:30, which gives us time to get back into the sanctuary to begin our morning worship. And we do have one great big thing that's coming up here pretty soon. Want to make note of it if I can. And you'd be welcome to it. We're going to open up to the public, up to the community. We are going to do a hunter safety course at the church for anyone that needs their hunter safety license. I know it's for kids that are 10 years old and up, and it's for male and female. And so it will be happening on April the 6th, on a Saturday, April the 6th. And you'll see more promotions coming about that. It's in the early stages of getting it ready and getting it going. But we're going to get that happening, open for the community. It's a big thing. Let me tell you about a couple other things that are real happening really fast, if I can, involved with Ministerial Alliance. Those of you that are watching, we appreciate it so much. Ministerial Alliance is hosting Stomp Out Starvation. Stomp Out Starvation is a way of creating meals that will be sent out through this particular program. And we always do a large number of meals, thousands. And I don't know the exact number, so I don't know if I want to tell you 5,000 or 15,000. But we do a large number of meals. They're packed in bags. They feed people. And we do this on Sunday. It's coming up this Sunday, the 4th. February the 4th, and it's between 2 and 5 o'clock in the afternoons, 2 to 5, and we do it in one-hour shifts. Several different churches are involved with it. Get a hold of your local church. If your local church isn't involved with it, then you could call. I'm going to tell you to call the Way Church. The Way Church is the president of the Ministerial Alliance, and he can get you locked in. He can get you set up and get you on a time. He can give you information that way. Then maybe we can put down in the post a link that they could go to get a hold of the Way. But it's really fascinating how this works. It's every hour they take a break and they switch people out, and you will work for an hour on an assembly line assembling this food. It all takes place at the Lincoln Teen Center. It's from 2 o'clock till 5 o'clock. If you want to just walk in from 2 to 5 o'clock and do that, I tell you what, I'm going to give you permission to do that. And if anybody asks, say, no, that crazy guy on Kevin Aiken said you could. So if you want to do that, come on, because we'll find something place to put you in. We're always one station short of somebody, so you can always fill in there. And it's at the Lincoln Teen Center from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock this coming Sunday, February the 4th. And come and be a part of it. We feed thousands of people, and we're just a big part. It's open to the community. We'd love for anybody to come in and be a part of it. So come on, and we'll welcome you right in. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. What else you want to know?
Back to you. I want to know how number 3.
All right, so here we go. Here we go. So in talking with, to get us back on track, we're talking about being giant killers today. And we all have giants in our life, and they rise up. We all have, they start out with little problems. They start out with little troubles, little conflicts, if you will. But we just keep feeding that conflict. We give it more drama than what is needed. We give it more power than what it deserves. We give it authority over our life to where it manipulates us. Now, the whole point, the purpose of a giant in your life is brought into you by evil works. It's brought into you by the devil, and it's brought into you for the sole purpose of keeping you away from God and keeping you out of God's presence. And that's what it does so well, to where your little problem becomes such a major conflict that it's a giant in your life that you don't think about praying. You don't think about reading your Bible. You don't think about helping other people in a kind gesture. Instead, you focus on yourself and you focus on your ways and your thoughts and what you want out of life. And so we're looking at King David when before he was king, he's just a boy. And in this young boy, he has had so many different conflicts. He's fought the bear and won. He fought the lion and won. Now he's fighting the giant. And we haven't even got to the point to where he's really killed the giant. We've just been talking a little bit about how what a giant killer really does in the instructions of what David has showed us. A giant killer is faithful with the small things, the details of his life. Faithful even in your chores and the things that God has given you. We talked about a true giant killer doesn't see the impossibilities. He sees the opportunities. And the giant killer says, you know what? This conflict isn't going to stop me or keep me or hold me back. I believe that God's got something better for me, and they move forward for God. Nothing is impossible with God. The giant killer is really dynamic, most dynamic when they combine the anointing that God has poured over them, combined with the spiritual gifts that God has granted them with. And when they can combine that anointing with that spiritual gift, then what we have is what I like to call the true point of impact. That's when you come to the realization, I've recognized this giant, I see what's holding me back. Whether look at the Ten Commandments and follow the laws of God, what's holding you back? Are you using God's name in vain? Are you truly trusting and loving in God? Are you bowing down to graved images? Are you giving the giant more worship than you give God more worship? Do you honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy? You know, just keep going down through this. Do you honor your parents? One of the weakest links right now in our nation is that we don't recognize and honor our true father. We don't recognize and honor our true mother. Instead, we make names. We make up excuses. We follow through everything, and we think that we have more authority than our parents do. That's not a God thing. That is not a God thing. That is a giant in your life. And until you start honoring your mother and father, you will not be in good health, period. That's biblical. Don't get mad at me. Don't say I'm throwing ideas at you. No, that's throughout Scripture all the way. Old Testament, New Testament. You put it into practice. Honor your mother and father. There, I said it. Don't commit adultery. Don't lie. Don't covet your neighbor's stuff. And those are not in order. But, you know, follow those commandments of God. If you want to be a giant killer, then impact, cause that point of impact. Get the anointing on you. Get the gifts that God has given you, whether you're a teacher, speaker, worker, helper, whatever it is. That's going to get that giant out of your life and get back on track with God. Here's the third one, giant killers. This is, I don't know if I got enough time. Giant killers are comfortable only in the armor of God. Giant killers are comfortable only in the armor of God. Let me read you this scripture, 1 Samuel 17:38-40. Look at this. Then Saul gave David his armor, a bronze helmet and a coat of mail. And David put it on. He strapped the sword over it, and he took a step or two to see what it was like, for he had never worn such things before. And David said, I can't go in these. He protested to Saul, I'm not used to them. So David took them off. Listen to me, you cannot be comfortable in what somebody else is trying to put on you and think that you can kill the giant. Now, I believe in counseling. I believe in Christian counseling. I believe in getting advice. I believe in going and asking for special help. I do. And I know that sometimes we get so overburdened that we just can't figure this out by ourselves. And we need some input. We need knowledge. We need wisdom. We need understanding. And Proverbs 4 tells us that we need to get that, all three of them. Go get wisdom. Go get understanding. Go get knowledge. Go get it. And so that you can hold it together. I'm not opposed to that. But there are times that some people, Sorry, been prompted by the Holy Spirit to say something. I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Sometimes our mother-in-law tells us one thing, and it's not we ought to be doing it. Sometimes our father-in-law tries to direct. No, it's not the way that we ought to do it. Sometimes we have friends that are speaking into our lives, telling us the way that we ought to handle something, and that is not the way that we ought to be handling it. We need to get wisdom. We need to get knowledge. We need to get understanding, not opinions. Mm-hmm. And if people just start giving us opinions, then that creates a giant. Opinions feed the giant. Don't let opinions overrule your life. They try to put their armor on you. Well, this worked for me. Well, this is the way I did it. Boy, I just put my foot down and I told them what for, and that worked for me. Well, that's not God's way of doing it. So don't let opinions, don't think that you can dress yourself in somebody else's opinion and have on the armor of God. Let me take you to the armor of God. It's found in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 through 17, the armor of God. And this is, again, what I would share with you if you're not careful. I could preach on the armor of God for a long period of time. There's so much here, and I'm going to do my best not to, but I want you to hear the scripture. Verse 13, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Take up the whole armor of God. Put the whole armor of God on. We're trying to fight giants, just pieces of his armor. Put the whole armor on so that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, having put the whole armor on, then stand your ground. Mm-hmm. Stand therefore, verse 14, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So let me just go real quick, all right? This is sermon number 3, real quick. Number 1, put on the belt of truth. If you can't be honest, you're building a giant. Stop lying. Do not lie. Don't bear false witness. People that bear false witness against other people will pay the price. There's a penalty which comes when you make accusations towards somebody else and you don't know the truth. Please hear me. I'm not being mad or angry at anybody, but if you keep lying about other people, you will pay a price. Stop doing it. Just stop. Kill that giant right now. Put on the belt of truth. Put that armor on. Breastplate of righteousness. This is not talking about an outer shield that's going to protect your upper torso. This is about what goes in your heart. You better have righteousness in your heart, because if what's in your heart is what comes out of your mouth. What defiles a man is not what goes in. What defiles a man is what comes out. And what's coming out is what's buried down in your heart. And if it's hatred or jealousy or envy or spitefulness, that's what tends to come out all the time. And if you've got a chip on your shoulder, I know that's a term today, but it's not a real chip on your shoulder. What it is, it's a chip out of your armor. And the chip out of your armor is the righteousness from your heart. If you're carrying around a chip on your shoulder and you think somebody owes you because you've had a little bit of problem or a little bit of conflict, the giant has deceived you. Kill the giant. Get the breastplate of righteousness. Get righteousness back in your heart. I told you I wasn't going to preach with this. I'm going to try to go through them really fast. The feet shod with peace. If you don't know your Bible, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. You got to get back. The word of God is his peace. The peace of God is the word of God through there. The peace of God is his son, Jesus Christ. You've got to get Jesus. You got to get the word back down inside of your heart. And it's not good. It's not the best. Listen, if you're not sharing what you've been given, then you got a giant sitting on your shoulders. If you're too intimidated to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you're not pleasing God. Well, brother, that's just not my style. That's not just who I am. It's just not him. Listen to me. We are created to share this truth. Share by your lifestyle. Share by your words. Share by your kindness. Share by your love. Share by your actions. Share by your reactions. But share the gospel. Carry it. That's why your feet are shod with the preparation of the peace of God. Share it. Carry it. Move it. carry it out. All right, I wasn't going to preach this. I'm going on. Shield of faith. Oh, this is too tough, too hard, too much. The shield of faith. You take up the whole armor of God. Listen, we've got giants that we got to kill. And the only way to kill these giants is you got to pick up the shield of faith. What is the shield of faith? Faith. Forsaking all, I trust him. Put that shield up that says, I don't care what you throw at me, I'm trusting God. I don't care what comes my way, I'm trusting in God. I don't care who you are, I'm trusting in God. I don't care what you say, I'm trusting in God. You're not going to make me walk away from God by your giving me your opinion. I'm not going to wear your armor, I'm keeping God's armor. Pick up the shield of faith. Whoo, got to move on. Helmet of salvation. Know that you know that you know you belong to God. Some of my old-time friends, you can finish this with me. I'm a blood-bought child of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I've been redeemed from poverty, redeemed from sickness, redeemed from the second death. He is my Lord. And I am his child, and I will forever be his child. I am a child of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Put that helmet of salvation on and know that you know that you know that you're born again. Know it. Pick up the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. Pick the sword of the Spirit up. You've got one weapon you got to carry with you. It better be the word of God. You've got one weapon that you can take anywhere you go. In any place, they can have the little sign on that says, can't carry your handgun in here, but they don't have a sign that says you can't bring your heart and your mind in here. Mm-hmm. In the Bible, the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. It better be in your heart and in your mind constantly. If you're going to be a giant killer, you won't be comfortable in any man-made armor. You will only be comfortable in the armor of God. Mm-hmm. And if you're not comfortable in the armor of God, start moving some giants out of your life. Start killing those giants. Get them out. Get out of the trouble. Get out of the drama. Okay? Whew. Got through it. I was worried about that one. Here's the fourth one, all right? Fourth one, giant killers. Giant killers. You have to have a killer instinct. I know that just sounds wrong in today's society, but out of everything that I've been talking about, a giant killer, you have to have a giant killing instinct. You got to know when the opportunity is, sever this. Sever this relationship. Sever this habit. Stop this. Quit it. Break it off. Look at this, okay? 1 Samuel 17:48-51. As Goliath moved closer to attack, here comes the giant. He's coming in. 1 Samuel 17:48. As Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him. I'm not afraid of you. 49, reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone, he took on what he was used to. He didn't try to get somebody else's weapon. He didn't try to use something that he was uncomfortable with. He used that God-given talent that God had given him. The anointing combined with that God-given talent, who is a giant killer every single time. Use what God has given you. Use your mindset. Sometimes it's laughter. Sometimes it's joy. Sometimes it's hope. Sometimes it's peace that passes understanding. I want to tell you some of the greatest testimonies that I've ever have is when somebody looks at me and says, aren't you a little bit disturbed about this? And I go, not really. I'm seeing some great opportunities that God's doing. Yeah, but this is so upsetting. Not really. I'm kind of glad that's out of the way. I'm kind of glad that this is all festered up and come to a head because I'm tired of it. Let's kill this thing and get past it. Understand how you can be so calm. It's just time to be calm. It's just a gift that passes all understanding. Let me go on. Seconds. Look at this. He reached into his bag and he took out a stone. He hurled it with his sling and hit the Philistine in the forehead. Don't be afraid to say, I'm taking you out. Let's address that giant. Let's approach that giant. Let's look at it and say, I'm tired of you. You started out as a little monkey on my back. Now you're a giant that's telling me where I got to go and what I got to do. And I don't want that in my life anymore. I want I want God to give me the steps that He's ordered for me. I want to walk on His paths. I want to go in His directions. I want God's favor. I want God's blessing. Listen, this ain't about just me. It's not about me. When you start praying about God's favor and God's blessing, it's about your children, and it's about your grandchildren. It's about your spouse. It's about your friends that come around you. It's about the family that you're connected to. I want God's favor and blessing on me so that I can bless everybody else around me. I want to see you be happy. I want to see you be healthy. I want to see you be kind. I want to see you do great things. I want to see God's financial favor bless you. That's what I want to see. And if I can be the carrier of that, then that's where I want to be. But you can't get there if you've got the giants controlling your life. David said, I'm approaching this giant. Listen, you've held me back too long. You have stopped God's army too long. You have kept God's army from favor. You have kept God's army from even getting close to God. God, they're not even calling on God. This big giant has come in here so that perhaps maybe Israel would say, dear God, show us your hand. Dear God, would you look upon us, dear God? But they didn't even start praying to God. Instead, they sat around and went, oh, look how big that giant is. Look how bad our trouble is. Look how bad our problem is. And David comes along and says, y'all are crazy. I've killed a lion. I've killed a bear. I'm going to kill a giant for God's glory. Not for my glory, for God's glory. Look what he says. He threw the stone, and the stone sank in, and Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground. I love that. Verse 50, so David triumphed over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone, for he had no sword. Then David ran over, pulled Goliath's sword from its sheath. David used that own giant's sword and killed him and cut off his head. I love it. You take that for the enemy's thrown at you. Now listen to me. I'm giving you these final words. If you will hear this in closing, please. Stop playing around with your giants. Kill it. Stop taming your giants to only come around when you want them to come around and kill him. Stop compromising with your giants and letting them stay for a little while and go away for a little while and kill it. Get that instinct inside of you that the giant is holding you back, and what you need to do more than anything else, what you need to do today, what you need to do right now is face that giant. Ask God to give you that God-given anointed. Use the skill that God has put inside of your heart and kill that giant. Mm-hmm. Kill that addiction. Let it go now. Let me pray for you.
Before you pray, we had one come in.
Okay.
Angela Jenkins asked us to keep praying for her son Ricky and their family.
All right. Let's tie that together. Let's pray for the end of this message. Father God, I thank you so much. God, you have given words and you have given wisdom. You've given knowledge and understanding. Lord, you've given us the paths that we could follow in your ways. Lord, all of this is given to anyone who calls upon you. Anyone who believes that Jesus is the Son of God, they don't have to fall prey to the giant, but they can have life and have life more abundantly. Father God, I call upon you today. Lord, let those that have heard these words and they are motivated to see and face the giants today and say to that giant, you're done, you're gone, and they do what they know how to do and they get that giant out of their life. God, I pray that you will direct the stone and kill the giant, that you will draw the sword and kill the giant. God, I pray that giants will be removed out of lives today by the powerful name of Jesus. Father, today, let new lives grow up. Let new hope grow up. Let new faith grow up. Let new anointed favor grow up and become what you want them to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, I pray today for this one that is ill, for this one that is hurting. God, I pray that you would touch them and bring divine healing into their life right now. God, I pray that you would go about and just lift them up. God, remove that sickness from them and let new life come in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless y'all. Have a great day.
Amen. That was a good word. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're busy always. Well,
God is good.
Coming and joining us.
God is good. A lot of hats.
Yeah.
A lot of hats.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and Pastor Kevin Akins, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.